You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio. All right, I'm in the audio chat with Exoteric.
Rick.
Hi, Rick.
That's me. I'm good. Any of you?
This is, I didn't get a chance to render yesterday's file because this morning when I woke up, people were still talking. So I don't know if this is going to be part of a marathon audio chat from yesterday.
Who was it? Gaia and Garrus.
Gaia, Garrus, Laura Mars. Was in there.
Laura Mars, the new sexy female that we've got, finally.
Well, after is she sexy?
She looks like it by the one of the photos that she put on there.
I think any woman that comes to Fakeologist is fantastic. Let's put it that way.
Well, we've lost Rachel.
Does she have a sexy mind or a sexy body, or does it matter?
It matters both. But
this is the audio chat, it's theater of the mind. So if she has a wonderful voice, which she does, and a wonderful mind, then her body is. We can't judge it anyway because we don't have video, nor do we probably want it for most of us. Because all of us have a face for radio. At least I know I do.
Do you have a beard?
Because I'm too lazy to shave.
Yeah, no, sorry, I shave every day, and I have done.
I don't want to shave every day because I just don't want to do it. So I have, I just trim a beard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a great beard. I couldn't grow a beard like my brother. My brother looks like Grizzly Adams when he grows. He's got one of these.
That was a great show. Grizzly Adams.
I think my brother needs a straight razor to do a good shave because he's so thick. His beard is so thick that. You know what I'm talking about? One of those barber razors?
If I don't shave for 3 days, I'd almost have a beard. I'm one of those people that's.
Oh, you're a big hairy monster. Do you have hair on your back?
No, I'm lucky for that.
You're not that hairy.
I'm not like some of the Greek people I know that are just totally part monkey.
Yeah, you're not covered in hair.
So we're talking about Wolfgang Hauberg and his issues at the moment and how many people are prepared to talk about him. And as far as I'm concerned, I've got Lifting the Veil. And Marty Leeds.
Duke Fetzer talks about him, too. And I know everyone has their reservations about Fetzer, and I can toss him out on his 9/11 nuke thing and JFK. Yeah, but Jim Fetzer is right on the cutting edge of Sandy Hook research, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I agree, too. I agree. I'm a big follower.
And I think he's talked to Wolfgang.
He has. He has several times. So we've got the one person that we don't trust, or I don't trust whatsoever, is Alex Jones. And the way that they've managed to tie him in with Wolfgang is, to me, muddying the waters.
But Alex Jones has gone off the deep end. And he has gone into what Marcus used to call La La Land. He got a whole bunch of followers and took them over a cliff. Now they're all hanging on the cliff. Alex has already jumped over.
He's jumped over and been a complete traitor to say that he believes that it was...
That he's crazy. He's crazy. He says he's crazy for thinking that way about Sandy Hook. So he has basically thrown all of his followers off, whatever you want to call them, off the bus or under the bus or beside the bus.
Completely under the bus. There's no two ways about that.
And that was probably always his goal.
I would say so, because I've always said he's too fake. His voice, his everything about him is fake. He just, look, I don't even trust his age that he says he's 44 or 43. Like,
yeah,
he looks like he's about 57, I would say. A few years older.
I would say low 50s. I wouldn't say 57.
Yeah. Low 50s.
I would say, just looking at myself and looking at him, and because he's now, he probably eats too much, and he's puffy, inflamed looking.
He's very inflamed. There's no way he's taking the iodine, put it that way.
So whatever he's doing, he looks like he's in his early to mid 50s.
Yeah, at least.
So, okay, some people lie about their age, but he basically attaches crazy to conspiracy, and if you bring him up like I did a few years ago to people that weren't into this, they said, yeah, you listen to that guy, you're nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was years ago I brought him up. 7 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
I brought him up, and people think you're crazy for listening.
Well, we've got In our town in Australia, we've got Alan Jones, who is anti-global warming. He's anti-this, anti-that. And if you say that you support him, you look like you're a nutcase because everyone hates him. He's such a kind of, well, they say, right-wing, whatever he is. But Alex Jones, who looks similar to Alan Jones, in my mind, is clearly there to make you look like a nutcase if you support any of the views that they espouse.
Yes,
you
you're right. You're right. Yeah. Totally right. Yep.
Yeah.
And now he's really gone nutty. Really nutty. He says he's a nut.
He says he's a nut, and he's made us look like nuts with his aspersions of being nuts. And so we've got Wolfgang Halbert, who I go by his voice. Is genuine, that he was a school security specialist back in the day, and if you bring his name up, you're going to get your site gets deleted on YouTube, which you can forget about YouTube. And I've never liked YouTube. To me, YouTube was there for the it brings you in, it brought you into the truth gang. You look like a nutcase if you support Alex Jones. You look like you're mentally ill, and he says he was mentally ill. So you've been tied in with that whole thing. So Wolfgang has got Marty Leeds and Lifting the Veil are the only two people that are brave enough to bring him on as
and Fetzer. And Fetzer's up to
him. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And so
Uncle
there
Fetzer.
He is. We've got Uncle Fetzer, Uncle Fetzer, and then we've got the Uncle Fetzer fight with Aussie Truther, that had the big argument with them last week.
Fetzer's fighting with somebody? Oh,
yes. Egan. Max Egan. So Max Egan. But I enjoy Max's voice. I find his voice comforting as opposed to...
He's got a nice baritone voice. Would you call it baritone?
He has baritone for sure, yeah. Just kind of deep. And he's not going fanatical and throwing...
And he's in NLP.
Absolutely, which so am I. And Ladies and gentlemen. He's got a very deep, nice... solid voice. So
he's a liar.
I don't know. Is he a lawyer?
Hey, Rick, give me 2 minutes here.
Okay. You want to pause? We'll pause.
All right. Should mention, Rick, that doesn't look like there's a fart podcast today, Saturday. So there's no, we're doing a little talk today on the audio chat, which I might separate this file and make it a separate file. Because I'm talking to you. But I think you mentioned in a chat on the Fart Discord.
Yes.
That you guys did an audio yesterday.
No, okay. It's called the Good Friday Australian Roundtable. GFART.
Who was on it?
We had Harris and a guy. He's a young kid from England, Theorist. Spears, I think his name is.
Yeah, where did you find him?
Rollo did from his Doctor Who fanatical stuff.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, he was good though. He's only like, I think he's about 16
was
or something.
Was
Bellis
there?
But he was trying to get his. It was like a spaghetti explosion. A spaghetti explosion. He was rearranging his mixing desk, so he moves it from one side of the room to the other. Then he suddenly realised halfway through that the plug, all the plugs, and was going to take massive amount of time, so we couldn't use any effects. So we were just chatting away like normal.
Why'd he have to move his mixing desk of all days on the day?
I don't know, but he probably didn't realise how long it was going to take, because he sent us a photo of what he had to reattach, and it was like, it looked like a Italian restaurant blown up. It was like
a lot of black wiring.
But he had it all round in very organized strands, so it wasn't like it was, just the way I would have my stuff. So he was very organized, but he still couldn't do the effects. But anyway, so we did that. I think any audio
that you want to play, you can play it through the Fakeologist audio bot that Tripped D has developed for us. We're very excited about that.
And it's fantastic. But where do you have to? You have to go to upload music. You go to the talk site.
Well, unfortunately, it relies on our favorite site that we love to hate called YouTube.
Oh,
so
really?
Anything that's on YouTube is playable unless it's private, then it will not find a private or unlisted link. Even if you give it the link, it can't get it.
Well, John LeBron's managed to do some stuff with using it that comes out quite credible. So,
yeah, there's a few people that are doing a good job. Yeah. I only ask that do not play 10-minute songs, because nobody likes your music. Everyone has their own music, and they can play it on their own. So try and
keep it really short.
Yeah.
I remember the day. Years ago, well, a few years ago, when I first discovered Fakeologist.com, I'd be listening to it, and all of a sudden, we'd hear some Pink Floyd song would come on. It was Rollo Pissed, and he'd be playing one of the most dull songs ever, the Shine on the Crazy Diamond.
I love that song, though. I'm guilty.
Yeah, but hey, we've all done it. We've all been there, but when you're on a chat and you put that song on and it's not getting, because it didn't come out as well as the original, like it was all blurry and.
Well, Rollo doesn't have an audio setup, and he was playing it with a half setup that didn't really pipe
but
music properly. Like I agree.
It's self. All music is self-indulgent. It's what you like at the time.
Yeah,
but
very rarely
does the other persons that are listening to it kind of have that same mindset as you do.
Never do they. You're right.
No. Yeah. So it's always good to.
I say don't play music. Play clips. Play audio clips of voice, and then at least we can have an opinion, and they're not too long.
I'm with you there. 100%. Oh, here we go.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Once in a while, one of us wakes up. It's not supposed to happen, but it does.
And that is from Velocet. Velocet made those bumpers. Thank you, Velocet.
Oh, he's good. Oh, the guy's clever.
If you want more, send them my way.
He will. He's actually messaged me that he's having to take someone to hospital or something, so he's not going to be here for a while if indeed he does turn up. I thought Rollo might have been here, but he's obviously.
Well, maybe we should send him a message, because I only get the messages that have my handle, Fakeologist. If you put everyone, I block those. I don't, because too many people are abusing the everyone. So if you want to send him a mention, then it'll at least pop up.
Yeah, well, I did actually. I'll do it again. It's
maybe Bellicet. I know you said he's busy, but
Yeah, he's busy. He's busy, but Rollo shouldn't be. But we've got noise levels unable to participate tonight, so he's gone.
So he's busy.
Yeah. So you.
Well, it's a long weekend. A lot of people do family things.
They do.
I'm doing some family things tomorrow and yesterday. Spent half a day with some senior citizens.
Have you bought your Easter eggs yet to give to your children?
No, they're way past that. The only eggs we buy are chocolate eggs, and I eat them all.
Well, I've had to go and buy a large amount of various chocolate tonight. I was sucked into the whole meme of
Easter.
The
chocolate industry thanks you.
Oh, yeah, they do. They would have to do after tonight, that's for sure. But, yeah, so anyway, go on. What were we talking about? We were talking about Wolfgang and his issues.
There's so much to talk about, really. I just want to remind people that, yeah.
What about the...
I'm really looking into this. Well, you can't help it because the vaccination has been pushed upon us in a big way in the last couple of months.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
And I don't even want to know about it, but I'll give you two firsthand things because I was taking one of my children to a specialist for a medical issue.
Yes.
And twice, each time they asked if my child was vaccinated. And I didn't get into it. The doctor said, what does this have to do with what we're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And next time I go to a specialist, I'm going to say, why are you asking me this? Are you being paid to ask me this? Because this is totally irrelevant.
Yeah.
And we have public health care like you do. So these people are on the payroll, and I don't even think they believe half of what they're talking about, but they have to do it. It's their job.
Yep, absolutely.
But the vaccination thing has been going crazy. I listened to the No Agenda show, and he says he's a semi-vaxxer, whatever the hell that means. So,
how do you be a semi-vaxxer?
They're half pushing it. I know. He says, well, some vaccines are okay, but most of them are garbage or useless, he said. And I think probably the ones he had that we all had in the 60s or 70s, he probably supports. But maybe he doesn't support the other whole bunch that are all very suspicious. But
I
don't see how you can be half in. You're either in or you're out.
Yeah, I can remember being at school and being lined up. And in my mind, I don't think they changed the needles. I think they were using the same needle. This is like 71, 72.
Wow. I don't think they would have used the same needle. I hope they didn't.
I think they were. I reckon they were. I don't remember them changing, but I just remember being lined up and taken into a room and zapped in the arm. And that would have been 71, 72, which, you know, I don't know. But,
good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, did you bring Rolls Royce in? Is that right?
He's in.
Good day, Pango.
What pipes you have? What big pipes you have?
He's got the loudest Rolls.
Good day, mate.
Recording.
G'day, mate. I just got a message.
Bella.
A family issue. So.
He's not going to be.
So you got that? You got that too?
Yeah.
Hopefully everything's okay. But yeah, thanks for the show last week, Ab. You were on top form, and the after party went well.
Thank you.
Your voice sounds really deep and bassy, like John Laws tonight.
Does it?
Yep.
Are you taking the same pills as John Laws?
I don't know what I'm not that close to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I thought Noise Level talked more on the after party than he did on all the farts combined.
Oh, you know why? Because that's his peak hour would be, you know, like me and Rollo are kind of zapped by then, but he would just be coming up. He's 2 hours behind us. Is he 2 hours? I'd say 2 hours.
Yeah.
So he's always peak. When we're gone, he's peaking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you had, who did you have in? It was Johnny Come Lately, who was Usarian, and John LeBron were getting on like house. They were getting on really well.
I reckon John LeBron's going to go to Tasmania and go for a walk with Yossarian. They're so close now. Or was there a ton of plot like?
So I think what we'll
he's
do.
He's Taz, I think.
What we'll do is maybe bookend when I get a message. Sorry to talk shop here, Ab, but
I keep talking.
What we did last night, you know, the big chat we had last night.
Yes.
Just put a beginning and an end on it, and just use that. I think.
For sure he'll do that because we had Garrus was on till and so was Theris. Garrus and Theris.
Theris. Yeah. Sorry. So it was a good chat, but yeah.
It was good.
Well, I'm just going to go for a...
We're getting a lot of voices now. Huh? This thing is starting to really take off.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah,
Wolf. You're running a tight ship, and
on many fronts.
SMJ and Napoleon are kind of back. And, yeah. I don't know if they kind of would take me back. My comment was just clumsy. That's all it was.
Yeah,
when I was wishing everyone a happy new year, it was just clumsy the way I said it. That's all it was. Nothing malicious.
Yeah, exactly. No. You're just one of those people.
How could you know? You don't read the media. You don't believe in all this divide and conquer between ethnicities? Because we're all in the same race, the human race.
Exactly. That's what
I don't think
one of my friends said to his mother. You know, because his mother was, because he rides a motorcycle and he rides it really quick and like, oh man, oh, I've been on the back with him. But he said to his mother, they don't call it the human race for nothing. And she slapped him. She doesn't want him to die because he's a lunatic.
Oh, you're talking
a motorbike, yeah.
Yeah, they can be dangerous.
Especially with, on the back with that. I'll let you guys have a little chat and I'll be back in a little bit.
Okay.
All right. You'll be in and out of the audio chat. Okay.
He's gone. He's gone. For it.
There goes Roland. He's in. He's out. He's out. He's in.
He's gone for smoke.
All right.
So yeah. So I can't remember what we're talking about. We're talking about the Alex.
We're talking about Vax. Talking about vaccine and. Look, now that's coming on strong. I did. I grabbed a video off YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Well, even they're telling us 50-year-olds, you and I are in our 50s, are saying, well, it's time to re-up and we got to boost up on all the shots
we get.
Now, absolutely. I have an egg allergy that I found out about on my first birthday.
Really?
And, I couldn't eat the cake that I was given, really, or I didn't. Feel well, or I was sick, so I haven't eaten eggs since. And we're told that all vaccines are cultured in an egg protein, however they do it. So I haven't had a vaccination since then. So I don't think I have that scar on my shoulder, which means I think that's the smallpox vaccination.
Yeah, I got that. I got the same one.
But I haven't. I guess I haven't had a vaccine since. Which is pretty good. I'm still here. And
The last time I had one was I went to Thailand about 10 years ago, and I had one.
Oh, yeah.
And I got sick as 10 men over there about a week later. I was.
Oh, really? You think it's because of that?
Oh, well, it could have been, because I blamed it on what I thought was eating, you know, oysters over there, but... Everyone else I spoke to said, oh, no, I ate all those things and I was fine. So I went, I don't know. I mean, what do you do? I mean, how do you...
There's no way to prove it.
You just got to go to logic. If you go with logic, then, yeah, it was from the vaccine. It was a hepatitis A shot that I got stupidly conned into. And you don't need to get it, but they just advise you to do that.
The only thing I had recently... When I went to Mexico, was told to drink this Twinrix crap, which is supposed to prevent whatever parasite is in their water. I don't know what it is, but pretty much everyone I knew got pretty, well, first of all, they hated to take it. It was disgusting, and they didn't feel well after that. I don't think anyone got sick, but...
Well, I got sick.
Give me two minutes, Rick.
All good, all good, all good.
Hey, Rollo.
Yeah, Ab.
Can we get a what's in your hand?
What's in your hand? There you go.
That's still pretty good.
I'm a bit cranky tonight.
All right.
Can I do a shameless plug? I think the latest fartpodcast.com, episode 24, which you featured on, obviously, and John Lebon and
I linked to it.
Yeah. What was his name?
Part 24.
Yeah, our Freemasonic original simulant. So big shout out to original simulant and John Lebon from JohnLebon.com. I thought that show went well, and it doesn't
the
hurt to have
it. The Mason part was boring though.
It was a little dry, wasn't it? But that's okay.
Oh yeah, come on.
Checkerboards and yeah.
Do you really think the Masons are running the world? I don't. I think they could be in the Masons, the guys running the world, but they're not. They're not running it. I don't think.
I like what you said. Would they accept Rollo? No. You were in a cheeky mood that night. So yeah. So fart podcast.
I'm always.
We did one last night. We did one last.
Yeah.
Night.
What happened?
We had. Who do we have? Jerry's?
Why did you change the schedule? How am I supposed to know you changed the schedule?
Well, it was Good Friday, and it was just more convenient for all four of us.
Oh, yeah.
The fart team, and that, so...
Team Farto?
Yeah, Team Farto. So, as we all know, it's Noise Level, a.k.a. the Golden Skid Mark, me, and Rick, and Velset, so... Yeah, so we just did it last night, and we'll put a bookend on each end because we
next
don't have
time
noise
put a
tonight.
Note in the group so we know that you changed it. Or did you put a note? You did put a note in the minus chat.
We might do one on Monday. Good, because it's you've got a holiday, obviously.
No,
are you working over Easter or not?
Nobody has a holiday on Monday here.
Oh, here we go.
Here's the 20-minute bumper. As for
if you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Yes. I agree wholeheartedly.
We have a bumper.
I agree wholeheartedly. $1.19 a month helps out heaps. And you know why? You know when you're a guest panelist on Fart Podcast, that's why Ab is your theme tune.
Mind you, haven't seen a donation other than a couple of our regular monthly donors for a while. So I don't want to threaten the show like every other show, saying, "Well, we're gonna have to shut down if we don't get anything."
All right.
I don't do that because I'm not in it for the money. But if you listen and you like it, there's nothing wrong with sending a little thing. And most of the money I just spend on the website expenses. But I did give myself a little bonus last year, and I did have to declare it on my tax return. So unfortunately, I was told to do that. Mm-hmm. So cool.
If you ever if anything goes a little south for and you need some coin, you can always hit me up. I'm not short of a shilling.
No, I wouldn't hit you up, but
your listeners, people.
Nice, all this. I appreciate the thought.
Yeah, let's have a look at fakeologist.com. What have you posted lately? Let's have a little look.
Oh, and moreab.fakeologist.com, because the vaccination thing has really gone crazy. Yeah. As we were talking to Exoterra Rick, is Rick gone, by the way, or did he say he's leaving? Or
I didn't get a message, but
he's out of the room.
He's
floated away.
Things probably. Yeah. So the vaccination. Let me have a look here at Fakeologist.
Yeah, at moreab.fakeologist.com.
Yeah.
That's where I put my vax stuff. My goodness, they've been going nuts.
Yeah, well, I've read the book by Wakefield. You know that Wakefield guy?
Yeah.
Callous Disregard. It's a hard read.
And you don't read either.
But do you know who came after him? Bill Gates came after him.
No.
Yeah, that's how...
That's all right. How, Bill Gates has Brighton, a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
So did he shut him down?
The vaccine debate. What's this? Anti-vaxxers are part of a hate group. Even language is ramping up. So this is Joe Rogan, what, having a chat with a dude successfully vaccinated against...
That audio that I posted...
Mm-hmm.
And you could play it on the with the Fakeologist audio bot if you want. You could play a bit of it.
Yeah. So how do I do that?
It's on YouTube.
Explain how to do it.
You take the link.
All right.
Okay. Have you done it? Have you used the Fakeologist? I thought you'd
no,
do
I
one
haven't,
of
them. No, I haven't, but I'll try it now bot. For you.
Okay. Copy the link in your browser. Just right-click on it and copy link.
Yeah, done that. I'll open it.
Okay. Yeah. Now go into the commands. Text chat on Fakeologist Discord.
Yeah. All right. Give me a sec. I'm not as tech savvy as I once was. All right. So copy the link. Okay. Now. Now what do I do?
You go in the commands chat. Are you in the commands chat?
I see. Yep. Yep. Click in there. Yeah.
Click in there. Type the minus sign and the word play. No spaces.
Yep. Yep. Done that.
And then put a space.
Yeah.
And then control V as in Victor to paste the link.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
Now, by the way, don't press enter yet. But if you want to pause it, you type minus sign or dash pause.
Right. Okay.
I just want to apologize in advance if the video that I'm about to do makes you want to slam your face in your monitor or throw it out the window. Which is kind of how it makes me feel, but I feel like we have to talk about this because this is what is happening. There's a coordinated effort right now to shut down debate online in regard to vaccines. In the past several weeks, major tech companies, including Google and Amazon and Facebook, which comprises a very massive portion of modern public square, because communication is all online now. So the public square has moved online now, and these companies comprise a large portion of that, and they have, in a coordinated effort now, they have decided to start targeting anti-vaccine information. So back at the end of February, you had YouTube demonetizing anti-vaccine channels completely, and they started putting up this little informational piece from Wikipedia about vaccine hesitancy, which the second sentence of that page states that it has been identified by the World Health Organization that vaccine hesitancy is one of the top 10 global threats to health in 2019. So that's prominently being featured now under people's
Can
videos
you pause it, Rolo?
When they talk about vaccines or being...
There you go. You always say, at best, useless, at worst, harmful.
Yes, that's right. That's my guess.
Yeah. And from a logical standpoint, I don't understand vaccines at all, really. I mean, I've got a hatred of them because my grandfather was vaccinated, I don't know what vaccine, in 1976 to come to Australia to visit me.
Right.
And he was jabbed the morning and was dead in the bath. He was ill afterwards and was dead in the bath.
That's really...
grandmother. Really, yeah. And when my mother started crying, that's like in 1976, obviously I was 6 years old, and I thought I'd done something wrong. I remember it as clear as...
That's really cause and effect, isn't it?
You know, I have such a disgust, a hatred. I mean, I don't hate a lot of things, but the vaccine industry I have nothing but contempt for, especially when their argument is herd immunity. Like...
Yeah, what
say
is herd immunity?
Your kid is vaccinated and mine's not. I don't have children, but say your kids are vaccinated and mine's not. Your kid shouldn't be able to catch anything, should it? These fuck faces that have no logic on their side. It killed my grandfather, and I hate the damn things. And fucking come after me, Bill Gates. If you're listening to Fart Podcast or Fakeologist.com, come after me, Bill Gates, you bastard. Leave those people... kids, leave those kids alone, you asshole. Fucking, how many vaccines?
I guess the idea behind herd immunity is that the children that can't get vaccinated, like me, who have an allergy to the adjuvant or wherever it's cultured.
Oh, yeah, thimerosal or whatever they put in the damn stuff. Yeah, go. Yeah, aluminium.
Well, we're supposed to be protected by the herd because the herd allegedly will be disease-free because they've had the vaccine. So it's to protect those that can't get the vaccine. That, I think, is the logic behind herd immunity, I think.
Trip just right into in the command thing. You guys have no idea how much the kids in quotes online are flooded with memes targeting anti-vaxxers. So I think he's on our side, Tripped.
Yeah, and thanks to Tripp for making this fantastic audio bot. I figured you would like it. He developed it.
Let me just write a message to him then. This bot. A big shout out to you, Tripped. Yeah, so if I just go minus play and it'll go again?
No, I'll resume.
Oh, minus.
You got to resume it now?
Yep, so minus resume.
Possibly even there we go. A little bit suspicious.
And we can talk
that.
Over it.
Now they're going to have this informational bracket put on under there.
If you lower the volume,
after
you can
that,
type
you had
minus
Amazon
volume
taking down
30% and lower the volume.
Documentaries. And right that's before okay. that, you actually had Congressional Representative Adam Schiff out of California.
He's a project. It's a long video. I think it's an hour.
To start targeting anti-vaccine information on Amazon, recommending anti-vaccination books and videos in its search results. So there's a collusion now that's happening between government representatives and major tech corporations.
You know what the big tech company acronym is?
The government does not want promoted on these platforms. Then, just a few days after that, Facebook announced that they...
Yeah, go.
Can't really talk.
You know.
It's can't really talk over it because it's too loud. But the acronym for the technology companies that are controlling the internet is FANG. FAANG.
Oh yeah.
That is FANG is what most young people think the internet is, and I guess in a way it is. You know what FAANG?
No. I'm sure you're
going to
tell me though. I'm sure you're going to tell me. Come on.
Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google.
Yeah.
Fang Group.
What,
I thought that was funny.
Yeah. What about Twitter, too? I mean, are people moving away from Twitter?
Yeah, I guess Twitter is in there to an extent. Yeah.
They all, I mean, we know there's collusion. It's obvious.
Well, we know there's
Alex
human
Jones
editors.
Being deplatformed. Alex Jones being deplatformed overnight. From all of those things, no matter what your
thought. But that was all engineered by design. He was meant to get popular and then spin his followers into la-la land with his, I'm crazy to think this, and you are too for believing me. Yeah. So he's done in my mind. Obviously,
I saw him do an interview with RV Yemeni yesterday, and I thought Alex James was sounding more and more reasonable these days.
Oh, I thought he was on the other end of the coin because they played an interview with him on the No Agenda show, which I like to listen to. Mm-hmm. And he was interviewing that Logan Paul, or he was interviewed by Logan Paul, and he was really saying some rude things and acting like a complete mental case. So I thought it was the opposite. He's acting like a mental case in many cases.
But that's no reason for him to be, I mean, the first, is it the First Amendment in the United States is... freedom of speech.
It doesn't apply to private companies. The only argument you could have is that Google, YouTube, Giggle, GooTube, as I like to call them, they have been pretty much granted a de facto monopoly with their predatory pricing, where they give away the service for years and years and years. They kill off all the competition because of that, and therefore they become a monopoly, and therefore they have a different type of obligation to host dissenting voices because they are violating RICO or other racketeering laws by killing off their competition. So in a way, they should be somewhat responsible to the government for allowing dissenting voices because they have killed all the other platforms that nobody looks at.
Yeah, Yeah, I'd look up.
But I agree. Alex Jones is not a great example because he is what we call controlled opposition. Mm. He's meant to take people that don't believe the official story and lead them down a path and then over a cliff. And that's what he's done with his Sandy Hoax analysis. He's completely recanted, reversed, and gone loony on the topic.
I just like people to have a voice, and that's why they'll have one here always with you and over at Fart Podcast. If you want to come and join the Discord and message Velocet, I mean, you'll have a voice over there too. And I've got some things to do, Ab. So I'll be back about 5 minutes, mate, or 10 minutes.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll be back in 10. Cheers.
Yeah, go.
Cheers.
Cheers. There's the fake bot still in here.
And it will no longer allow these groups to promote their information through ads or recommendations, and will make it specifically says they're going to make anti-vaccine information less prominent in search results. And in the midst of that, this came to my attention that you have this man, Dr. Peter Hotez, who just a few days ago, Joe Rogan had him on his podcast. I didn't even know who this guy, I never had heard of him. He's out of Texas too, and I'd never heard of him. But he's going around now and making statements about how we need to dismantle the entire anti-vaccine movement and any of their ability to have reach on media, on social media at all.
And when you say he wants to shut it down, said in March of 2017, an American anti-vaccine movement is building and we need to take steps now to snuff it out. That's a quote. And in the last 6 months, all over the media, not only was he on Joe Rogan, but he was featured in Texas Monthly about the scary anti-science movement taking over Texas. He's been on the major media outlets.
For the first time, now we're seeing deaths because of this anti-vaccine movement.
So it's an absolute lie that has killed thousands of kids, because the mothers who heard that lie, many of them didn't have their kids take either pertussis or measles vaccine, and their children are dead today.
It's not a choice. It's a requirement.
And he's been on the stump trying to actually shut down free speech because he's admitted he can't win the debate with so-called anti-vaccine parents. So he just wants them shut down across social media and is very, very suspiciously right in lockstep coordination with the rest of social media, members of Congress, and major establishment figures in saying that ordinary grassroots people should no longer have a right to talk online about this material.
And that's bad enough that we're going to just shut down debate over something. We're just going to shut it down. We're not going to have the debate. We're just going to shut the debate down entirely. But his rhetoric has gotten to the point where it is so inflammatory.
Dr. Peter Hotez gave a global health lecture at Duke University in which he called on medical scientists to engage the public to promote more financial investment into the development of more vaccines. But Dr. Hotez reserved the bulk of his venom for parents of vaccine-injured children. Like a schoolyard bully who engages in name-calling when he can't come up with anything intelligent to say, he slapped the anti-vaccine label onto parents of vaccine-injured children, speaking about what happened to their children after vaccination. Then he went further. Quote, anti-vaccine organizations camouflage themselves as a political group, but I call them for what they really are, a hate group, Hotez said. Quote, they are a hate group that...
You want to hear more of that video? I'm not quite sure why it stopped. I don't know how much was played, maybe 10 minutes, and it's about an hour. But if you want to hear more, just go to moreab.fakeologist.com. That's where I put all my vaxxed-related material. I don't call it fakeology, but it is severe propaganda that we're under promoting vaccinations. There's no doubt about it. There's some reason for it. I don't know if it's because... maybe there is a critical mass of people that are...
Hello, I'm Rachel. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Thanks for interrupting. Yeah, we have bumpers every 20 now. It was every 15, but that was too much. So they're now over every 20 minutes. So if something is playing when a bumper comes on, the bumper doesn't really get through because it can't lower the volume. But you do hear a voice at the 40-minute mark of the hour, then you'll know what it is. We got a bunch of bumpers. Anyone who wants to create a bumper, just go to fakeologist.com, go to the right side and look for SpeakPipe, and you can record a bumper right then and there, and it'll be emailed to me, and I'll put it in circulation. So even if you're not a member or a Discorder, if you just want your voice to be a bumper, to say you listen, that's great too. And I've had a couple people do that. Never heard from them before or since. I think Joe from Atlanta, I've never heard of him, and he has been on the case, and we've heard from him on the bumper, and I put him in the circulation. So good on you, Joe, and anyone else who wants to participate, please come by. Rick has dropped off. I'm not sure where he's off to, and Rollo will be back maybe shortly. Anyone else on the audio chat who wants to chime in, happy to have you join in. A lot of new voices lately, which is fantastic. To join in, just connect to the Discord on fakeologist.com on the right side. There's a connect button in the Discord window. You'll have to create a Discord profile, and once you're in, I'll verify you once I know who you are and once I've heard your voice.
So, Ab, you there, mate? 2212. Fakeologist.com. Boston. More than a feeling. Saturday, the 20th of April, 2019. I woke up this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on the music, started my day. And I'm not done with this song. I
Yes, we're back here on Fakeologist Audio Chat at fakeologist.com. I'm here with Rollo. And, Rollo, when you come back, as much as I like Boston, we've discussed that we don't want to keep playing music for too long. People don't like it.
There you go. I played that especially for you, Ab.
Thank you. What
more
I was
than a
was,
feeling.
I want to limit the music playing on this channel because...
No worries.
Music is too personal and most people don't like different songs that we might like. Plus,
yep.
I've denigrated the quality so the audio is not that great for music.
No
it's fine
worries.
For voice,
you feel free to chop that out if you want to. I won't be offended.
No, I'm not going to chop it out, but just try and limit it to a few minutes at the most because people just don't like different music.
Sure.
That's just
sure.
the way people are.
That's the way people are.
I wonder where Rick went. Rick has disappeared on us.
It's getting late here, Ab, so he might have family things he has to deal with. So
Yeah.
But Rick and I had a great
chat.
Contributor. Let's do a big shout out to all the you can do it. All the Fakeologists, the new voices you've had. You had what was the
Jairus?
Jairus, yeah, he came and gave us a little chat the other night, and Thari.
I think he did a show at the beginning of yesterday.
Go again? Take two.
Rick is back.
Yeah, his green light's just gone on, so, yeah, okay. Yeah. What happened yesterday?
Well, this audio, I didn't even post yesterday's or last night's audio because when I got up this morning, the audio was still going on, so I couldn't stop it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is about the eighth hour of audio for this last 24-hour period.
Fantastic.
Well, if anyone is looking for, I might have to cut it in half because it may be too long or just different people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of audio, a lot of talkers. I think Laura was on last night, Laura Mars.
Laura Mars. Big shout out to her.
She's an interesting person. It's nice to have a female, as we like females here.
We do. You don't get too many
like
females.
Like most hetero males.
Big shout out to Rachel, if she's still listening. Rachel, she was great. She liked looking at video. I mean, that plane coming up the river. I mean, that's the last time I spoke to her in Brisbane. Remember that? And it almost
that was an interesting one.
It was. Because we got it from three different angles. We got it from the side, and we got it from straight ahead, and... Yeah,
what
it
was
looked
the,
real to me.
On that? Real to you?
Yeah, it looked real to me, but
don't
I don't
you
know
it was,
why.
Irresponsible
the military...
if it was real for the plane to fly right at a building, though? That doesn't seem like a good idea.
No, that's the whole point we were making. It's people were freaking out about it, especially the ones that were when the plane was coming right at them. So
does anyone
look real to me?
She
was. I think Rachel was saying that it looked fake to her, but I didn't know anyone in Brisbane. Yeah, I'm certainly not in the I'm not in the hashtag MeToo club, mate. That hashtag MeToo thing is just SJW reeks of SJW. Oh God! Look, did you hear about what they're doing to James Bond? They've got some femo in to make. James Bond more politically correct now, because James Bond being a womanizer and being a secret agent is just not acceptable anymore to the loony social justice warriors. I mean, see, I knew they were coming. I knew they were coming for James Bond.
I'm sure they did your Doctor Who, which you go on.
Yeah,
and on.
They fucked Doctor Who. They fucked Star Wars. They fucked Star Trek. And it was only a matter of time that they'll come and fuck James Bond as well. Just
is anyone watching these shows anymore, or are they irrelevant?
Well, I'm not the biggest James Bond fan, but I like a good story. I like espionage and intrigue and things like that. But people are so goddamn sensitive these days that they they get offended.
Are they really?
Well,
are they really?
Well, I'm not. But
I don't know anyone who is. The women I know aren't too crazy about all this social engineering, so maybe no one is really supporting it.
It's what's it called?
Maybe
identity politics. Sorry to cut you off.
Maybe that's right. Why it's being rammed down our throats. Although if you go to moreab.fakeologist.com, where I also post my go to egi.fakeologist.com, where they've introduced a gender neutral character on a show called Billions, I believe it is. I think it's right. Billions. You gotta play that audio. If you could do that for me, go to egi.fakeologist.com. Play the audio on what is happening in the. It's the top of the hour.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Indeed you are. And you're here with Fakeologist and Rollo from fartpodcast.com. And Velocet made that bumper, and a big shout-out to you too. Okay, so Propaganda 101, Deceiving Demons? Is that I'll go to the next one.
What is the picture?
It's a woman with a hairy armpit and a mobile phone.
Oh yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Okay, give me a sec.
Yeah, play that one.
I will. Give me a sec.
On egi.fakeologist.com. That's where I do my elite gender inversion for anywhere from transvestites to fully.
Hello, I'm Taylor. My pronouns are they, theirs, and them.
Okay.
Taylor Mason, a brilliant hedge fund magnate who also happens to be the first major non-binary character on American television.
Welcome to the show!
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm thrilled to have you, both you and your character, Taylor, identify as gender non-binary, and I have heard that...
Yeah!
There we go!
Yeah!
I always felt embarrassed.
What is this nonsense? What are they cheering about?
Yeah.
What... This is
isn't that something, Rollo? Did you ever think we'd see this in our time?
No, this is fucking mad. This is fucking gender neutral, binary non-specific. What the fuck is that shit? It's god damn people with too much time on their hands. I reckon. We'll keep it going.
I think she could be a cute girl.
I was about my gender identity, but I didn't have the language for it. You know, from a young age, I knew that I wasn't a boy or a girl, but I certainly didn't have the language for it, nor did I have any representation either of a real person or a fictional character who was non-binary but hadn't changed their body. My name is Asia Kate Dillon.
She sounds like an attention-seeking freak. That's what
she is. Is she a boy or a girl? I don't even know. I'm confused.
You might get put in prison in England if you tweet something or you say something on social media.
This is the whole point. They are creating a protective superclass. That's my whole point in this. They're creating a new superclass, as in move over Jews. We're now creating a whole class of people that we can't speak negatively about. Or they'll be labeled hate speech.
I can. and it's not hate speech.
But you see what's just... going on? So what if we put these people in power? And now we can't speak out against them about what they're doing because they could easily attribute it to you're just hateful of who they are, not what they're saying. It's very, very, very...
So, egregious. Egregious is the word.
It's a devious evil. It's evil.
Oh.
It's an evil plot. God. It is evil. It's devious
it
and
is.
It's evil.
Let's listen to a bit more.
My pronouns are they, theirs, and them. I use the pronouns they, them, and theirs, the singular use of those pronouns. I use these pronouns instead of he or she or many countless options because these pronouns...
Now, your mate up in Canada is dead against this, and I'm with him 100%. excuse me. Jordan Peterson?
Yeah.
Jordan Peterson.
Oh, yeah. Canada,
he's against all of this nonsense. And if it wasn't for people like Jordan Peterson, these retards, these...
is Jordan...
would be getting away with it.
Is Jordan Peterson really on the good side, or is he controlled as well?
To me, he is. Have you read his book?
Is he transpicious?
Seems like He seems like
he has a very
Kermit the Frog-like
voice.
I like the guy personally.
I
like the guy.
Is he transpicious?
Yeah, he just doesn't like the crap that the hijacking of language. I mean, words.
No,
there are words.
Well, answer my question. Is Jordan Peterson transpicious?
Well, that's too tricky a question for me, mate. Never ask a question if you don't know the answer. Okay, I'll throw it back at you. Is Jordan Peterson, in your mind, transpicious?
Yes. He has a very high voice. He has a Kermit the Frog type voice. And is he really helping this debate, or is he inflaming the debate deliberately? I'm suspicious and transpicious of him all at once.
Right. This is your site, Ab, and this is your platform, so go for it. Yeah, seems like a decent guy to me. I've looked at a lot of his stuff, and he seems on the level when it comes to.
What do you like about it, Rollo?
Well, I think it's because he's old school. He's about our age, and he's trying to keep language from being messed with.
Yeah, but language is
dangerous. I'll play a bit more of this freak show here.
They feel right to me. I use them because they feel right, frankly. As someone who identifies as both transgender and gender non-binary, my gender identity falls outside the boxes of man and woman. I am not a man or a woman. I feel...
There are only two things in this world. There are men and there are women. So this freak show needs to go back in a box. You got your little bit of attention. Now fuck off to where back from where you came, because you're not helping humanity. That's what I say.
Well, it's anti-human because they're creating a group of non-reproducing humans. I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Epsilons? Yep. I don't know.
Let's keep
going. My gender identity is fluid, and to me, they, them, theirs is the best representation of that for me. I've always struggled with my gender identity, even before I had language to put to what that struggle was. Taylor is female and non-binary, and I thought, well, how can those two things coexist, right? Mm-hmm. When I came across the character breakdown for Taylor Mason, the character that I play on Billions, it
Taylor
said
Mason.
Female non-binary.
Taylor Free Mason.
I did a little bit of research, and so after doing some research, I understood,
well, Taylor is a non-gender name.
Female is a sex. And
yeah.
Mason is obviously a trigger word in this world. Mason is a trigger word. And mm-hmm. Taylor is a non-specific, non-gender specific name. It goes both ways.
Yeah, Taylor. Taylor to me is a last name. I'll give you an example of in Australia, Cameron is a boy's name. But then then we have Cameron Diaz, probably still is, very attractive Hollywood actress.
Is that a man?
She's female. She was in...
but is she really? She's transficious, too. I hate to tell you.
Oh, really?
She's on the transficious hit list.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that.
Stop messing with my bubble. I have fantasies about...
Do you know how much trouble I get with my children when I bring up all their favorite people that are on the transficious radar? They get angry. They say, stop it!
Stop it, Dad, stop it. Keep going.
Sex is between our legs, and gender identity is between our ears. So that is how I'm able to identify as non-binary, but also female.
It was a moment of pure... Then I feel that I have been living the most in my truth that I ever have been.
Young people saying, I never thought I would come to an understanding of my gender identity, and then I saw Taylor on TV, and I understood something about myself, and I felt less alone.
Do you remember a computer game from about 10 or 15 years ago called Gender Wars?
No.
Well, do you remember a song by Joe Jackson called If There's War Between the Sexes, There'll Be Nobody Left? Remember, and so
I love Joe Jackson. I don't know that song.
We wonder who the real men are. Whoa.
Okay, here. I'm going to give you a new tip. I'm going to give you another tip. Here, try this tip. Okay, we have two fantastic player bots. One is invoked by the minus sign, one is with the plus sign. So type this in. Type plus sign, search, and then type the name of that song. Let's see if this works.
Yeah.
We got our tryptamine helper in the, he's there. Type search in the name of the song. So press the number. Press the number and enter. Whatever one you want.
Press the number and enter now.
Yeah.
Yep. Psychologist.com. It's 11 minutes past the hour on the 20th of April, 2019. Joe Jackson, Real Men. You're here with Ab and Rollo.
Oh, perfect intro. I love it.
My bag. I don't know when. Sometime when it always seems to be just us and them. Girls that walk in. Boys that wore blue. Boys that always grew up in a memory in June. What's a man now? What's a man mean? Is he rough or is he rugged? Is he cultural clean? Now it's all changed. It's got to change more. So we think it's getting better, but nobody's really sure. So it goes around again. But now and then we wonder who the real men are.
That was Joe Jackson. I don't need to play that whole song. It's not one of my favorite Joe Jackson songs. He's got so many good ones. But I just wanted you to see how we can have two players going at the same time. And that way, if you're playing a narrative, and Tryptamine, I know you're listening. If you could figure out why the last audio, that video on the vaccines, it stopped playing. I know it was about an hour, but it seemed to stop playing at about 10 minutes. I don't know what causes that. Maybe you could figure that out.
I was out having a smoke, so I didn't do a back announce for you. So, Joe Jackson. So that's a really handy feature Trips made for you. That's really good.
Yeah, we can have two audio players going at once. So if you want to play what we're playing now, on the other one is still queued up. So you can resume the other one and then use the second audio player for music or an injection or interjection.
And certainly that is not what I would have predicted watching season one, is that it would
be
a teaching tool for parents.
Brilliant. Well done, Tripp.
people of all ages from across the world who are reaching out to say, I'm non-binary too, or I'm gender fluid, or I'm trans, and having representation means so much, and I feel less alone.
I'm Rollart.
Affecting
don't include me
in the world a safe place.
That's an example of art affecting real change, really changing people.
I'm fakeologist.
Real change. Real change.
Me, him, his.
And I'm a 9/11 denier.
Pronouns are they, them, and
ooh,
if you make
how
a mistake
you.
And you misgender someone.
Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. We need to put all the because that's what Velocet excels at, putting sound bites. So we know Velocet is a proper radio producer. That's why he's he's got the full setup. So that's why he can throw.
Well, with these tools,
you,
say,
is this a drunk test or something? Yeah, he's got all of you.
Yeah, with these tools, Tryptamine gave us. We can play a mini radio producer here.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah, he's obviously likes what you do and what you stand for, which is, I don't mind change. Change is a part of life. This recent stuff with...
But this is anti-human. It's anti-human.
It is anti-human. How could you like it? And censorship in a sort of... Where they try to make people self-censor. Well, they'll censor themselves for fear of offending someone, or you know.
They are targeting youth. You and I are not getting the full dose of propaganda because we're not where the young people reside. So they're really getting pounded with this stuff. We just get little pieces that filter through our own barriers, but the young people are getting smashed with this stuff. It's no wonder they're not reproducing.
Well, your kids will grow up just fine and, like, exoteric.
Well.
His kids will turn up just fine, but...
But don't think my children aren't going to be influenced by this. They damn well are.
Well,
I am not a propaganda machine. I'm a one-man person that they can easily ignore, but if they're getting their media all day long... I can't even compete with that, can I?
Well, Ab, as long as you don't, I don't want to get too personal here, but as long as you're, like a lot of families here in Australia, I mean, they both work, they have to work now, they split the family up where the mother has to go to work as well.
Bad.
And then, like, it's not TV anymore, it's usually iPads and games like that. No worries. Just continue this till Ab gets back. You're listening to Fakeologist.com, Saturday the 20th of April, 2019.
And it's really important to be the first person in a room that says your pronouns, because you are then, as an ally, helping to create a safe space for everyone to feel comfortable. Assigned sex and gender identity are two different things.
It just is a hard thing to get used to, because we're used to saying she and he, and that's just, but we don't know about, and I just want to be respectful of and understanding it.
We all make mistakes, and I think, for the most part, we all have to be willing to learn and grow together.
It's a learning process for us, too, so of course it's going to be a learning process for everyone.
Taylor Mason here was someone who identified as non-binary, is a trans person, but hadn't changed their body. That's not part of their journey. It all just fell into place because I had the language for the first time.
You finally understand me.
I think a lot of people really don't understand this. It's very confusing, and the more that they hear and...
You're damn right it's very confusing. This is a load of happy horse shit. Maybe I'm old school. I am old school. I'm 50 years old. This is pure and utter egregious shit.
And see people like you and hear it, what we're supposed to...
Asia hopes to change norms and is using their newfound platform to become a role model for others. Recently...
We've got Ab back. Yeah, Ab's back. Yep. Yeah, Ellen DeGenerate.
She's the worst, Ellen. Ellen DeGenerate, yeah.
Oh, good God. She's disgusting.
New World Order shill.
Oh, you know, it's... I mean, I don't mind if she's a lesbian. I mean, back in the day, what we had, male, female, and either you were gay or you were straight, or you were bisexual.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
This is 20-minute marker. Maybe
if you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please
do it in a big way.
Donate button on the side of the fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Thank you for your
exactly
support.
Exactly, for your support. Keep
thank
at.
You, Rolo.
If you're
thank
out
you,
there
Rolo.
Listening.
Thank you, Tryptamine. Thank you, all those that give my non-monetary support is also welcome. Thank you all.
You're more than welcome. If someone gives you $1 million, you could do this. You could do this full time and get rid of this nonsense.
Would you want? Yeah, you don't like.
I don't like this. This whatever the hell this is with this non-binary specific bullshit agreement.
Oh yeah,
crap. It makes me sick to the stomach. This shit that they're drumming in again. It won't get. Me and you are safe, but yeah, as you say, our children, well, your children, I don't have any.
No, it's the children. The children.
That are going to start believing this total bullshit. Yeah, keep going. Let's go for a little bit more. Oh, resume. Sorry. I'm just still getting the hang of this thing.
The project in
you. You'll like it.
I knew it never felt right to be a girl, but that I also didn't feel like a boy either, and so I just always tried to be me.
It is unreasonable to me that because I am female, I should also have to be a girl or a woman. I exist outside of the binary ideological system, which is just one of the ideological systems that have been created in order to justify and uphold social, political, and economic oppression.
What a load of fucking horseshit. Again,
can you play just a couple minutes of Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman? I kind of like that song. And I know it's programming.
Right, so teach me how to do it again.
That
so
up
plus,
on
plus, plus,
plus, search. And search.
Yeah.
And Man,
Shania,
I Feel Like a Woman, Shania Twain.
Man, I like the, even though I'm not into sort of country music. It's a sort of country music song, isn't it?
Yeah. She's poppy, that's why.
That's heaps old. It's about 1992, wasn't it? Alright. So now type in
that,
now just type in the number. You're listening to fakeologist.com.
Yeah.
Fakeologist.com.
Let's go.
You're with Ab
and
Rollo. Saturday the 20th of April, 2019.
Go on. Maybe updating this song.
It's very catchy.
Have you heard it before?
Yeah, years ago.
No.
Oh. All right, so how do I do that?
Plus sign and stop.
Yeah. need a fade out. Right. You're listening to fakeologist.com. You're here with Ab and Rollo.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
And I hate
from ourselves and from our humanity.
Supergirl made history with TV's first ever transgender superhero. Fans got a first look at the character Nianal, played by trans actress Nicole Maines.
You were assigned male when mm-hmm. you were born, yep. and you have an identical twin brother.
Jonas, yes.
Okay, and at what
God
age did you know that that was not right for you?
Probably.
You should have called God, telling him to switch up.
There we
God
go. That's
mistake,
it finished. No. So, yeah, what a freak show. And look,
is that finished?
I'm not a religious man, but I'd rather believe in a deity than this happy horse shit. I mean, this is sick.
Yeah.
This
hey, Tryptamine, that one finished early as well. I'm wondering if there's a limit to the audio, because that one quit at about 10 minutes as well.
Oh, yeah, that's. I think the audio was only 10 minutes long, so... anyway, I've heard enough. I don't need to hear any more of that. I don't need to hear any more of that. So it's revolting to me, but I guess I'm just... I mean, I like the song that Shania Twain was singing there. I mean, you know, short skirts, you know, men and women, and that's... way, you know, it should be. It's like...
I hate to tell you, but Shania is transficious as well. I don't...
Do you really hate to tell
I don't
me?
Like
don't tell me that.
I don't know.
Who isn't transficious? Tell me a woman, a famous woman that I would know, that is definitely a woman.
I don't know.
Give me one.
That's the problem.
Just one.
That's the problem. I know, right?
Your wife isn't famous. My wife isn't famous. My wife is a woman. Your wife is a woman. You've got, obviously,
yeah, but they're not
kids.
Famous, so they're excluded. They're excluded.
All right.
They're not promoted. We're not talking about everybody. We're talking about the promoted ones.
Yeah. Well, let me give you an example. Like Sarah Michelle Gellar, the Jewish girl
yeah.
who used to play Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Is there anything transpicious
yeah.
about her?
Oh, probably.
No way. She was all woman. I had a lot of fantasies about her. Even though she's obviously Jewish, Sarah Gellar. She's put Michelle in the as a middle name to sort of make it less Jewish. But
yeah,
not,
it's not obvious to me, but if you say so. I told you, the new elite class are transgenders. Forget the Jews.
Okay. Well... the elite class are a bunch of freak shows, in my opinion. Transgender, what the hell? Male, female, is that fucking simple? Stop fucking with things.
Not.
Well, it is to me. Look, I'm...
And transvicious can go anywhere from transvestite, which we all agree is pretty easy to do.
Let's do the time warp again. I mean... what was it? The Rocky Horror Picture Show from 1975?
No. I liked some of the music, but the idea was pretty far out for me back in the day.
Yeah, because you would have been a young man back then.
But again, transvicious goes from transvestite to fully engineered transgender, or I like to say in between. If you can engineer it from the womb, then I don't know if you've changed anything. Well, I guess you have changed God's plans by.
Let me just play a little bit of this, mate. Fakeologist.com. You're here with Rollo and Ab. Ab and Rollo.
Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
Oh, Time Warp. I love this song.
Not very much longer.
What's not to love about it, Ab? What's not to love?
You can raise the... If it's too low, raise the volume. Type...
Yeah.
go. That'll do. So how do I do the...
By the way, just so you know, how do if I do the audio is low, you just type plus or minus whatever bot you're controlling and the word volume, and then you can just type in the percent. So you can make 200 up to 200% is the highest.
Oh, okay. Very handy.
Some audios, a lot of audios on YouTube are really low. They're really low, and some are okay. I would say more than not are low. So you got to pump it up to 150 or 200%.
Oh, Ab, you can fix it in post.
No, I'm not fixing nothing in post. That's the whole point. You got to get it right the first time with me. I have sometimes.
Do you remember that? Remember that podcast? I don't make a habit of it. Hey, Ab, remember that podcast probably about 5 years ago now? When you were in your truck, and you didn't know you were on air, and you went, and you dropped a few F-bombs, which is unusual for you, because you kind of keep your, you don't have a potty mouth.
Yeah, I just joke around.
When you're on the air.
I just joke around with a friend.
Yeah, and I replayed it, and you went, oh, Jesus, and what did you call me?
I don't know.
Pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Back then, when I used to, like, grab bits of audio, you know, when I'd sort of was a bit more passionate than I am now. Yeah, I just thought it was.
You haven't done last clip? You got a new one?
No, I haven't done one. I'm going to do. I'll try him next week, and see how we go. And you'll hear it at Fart Podcast first before. But I don't mind playing them over here, but I'd rather keep them exclusive to our podcast.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I'll try. I'll be a more assertive.
Noise Levels gay movie reviews on your site too.
Yeah, he's a classic. Yeah, he's a fiery customer, and what's not to like about Noise Level? A true artiste. He is a true artiste in every sense. Yeah.
He spoke a lot on the part after party. Wow.
Yeah, I was up for most of it, and that's when he was talking to Johnny Come Lately, aka also known as Yusarian, and John LeBond was there. It was a good after show. That was after party number 24, I think it was, and it was a good show. All right, mate, I'm gonna blow.
Are you done?
It's always good to talk to you, Ab, and you're more than welcome as a guest or a guest panelist, you're more than welcome. I'll give you the heads up if we're going to do another show this weekend, or we'll book
it. I'm thinking of doing an audio tonight.
Yeah, well, we did one for a few hours last night on fartpodcast.com, but we didn't have any audio in it, so we were just going to book in tonight. But there's some other things going on, but. If we're going to do another show proper, I'll always give you the heads up, and you're more than welcome to come in and guest, because you're a welcome addition.
If I have enough energy tonight, though, I might do one of myself for myself tonight. I'll do a call-in show.
No worries. Do it. I'll listen. Always good to talk to you, Ab. You'll listen to fakeologist.com. Rollo, checking out.
Thank you, Rollo.
See you later, mate.
Thank you, Rollo.
Bye.
Good night. There goes Rollo from Newcastle, Australia. Whatever state he's in, New South Wales, or state of denial, or state of delirium, but wherever he is in the Sydney area, he's been a loyal fakeologist for a long time, and he has a good heart, says some off-the-wall things here and there, but always entertaining. Good radio. If you don't learn anything, it should be entertaining. And I know I'm not that entertaining. I have a dull sense of humor, very dry. So don't come to me if you're looking for raucous, off-the-wall laughter. This is not my personality. But it's fakeology-related. I like to talk about it. And that's what we do here on the audio chat. I do a show. It's a fakeologist show. It doesn't happen very often. It's down in the 200-episode range. And already the audio chats are coming up to 600. Some good, some not so good. But certainly have the volume of shows, and some of them are 10 or 15 minutes, and some are like this one is going to be about 8 hours. I might have to split it in half. So we have quite a range of audios here. I know tryptamine, you're listening. If you want to come in the audio chat, and we'll do a little tech talk if you'd like. Welcome to come in.
Hey, F. You here?
Hi, Trip T. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm good. I was listening, yeah, to all of that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, so
you think
what
that,
do you want
to talk about? Seems to be a little bug that maybe when you pause and resume, it loses track of the time, or something is happening where it times out. Maybe it never pauses or something on the YouTube side. Maybe it keeps going even though we pause it. I'm thinking that's what's going on.
No, I don't think that, because when it stops and resumes, Discord stops, not the video. It reads the video as a stream. So it just...
So the video keeps going.
The video. Oh, I know what you mean. You mean it when it reaches... For example, if the video is 10 minutes and...
Hi,
10
I'm
minutes
from California. You listen to Fakeologist
stops.
Radio on Fakeologist.com.
What?
I don't know who that was.
Yeah,
we have a bumper that comes in at the 40-minute mark of the hour.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't know who that was.
I don't know who it is either. I couldn't hear it enough. I don't know either.
Yeah, anyway, so you mean that if when we play a video that is 10 minutes, for example, and 10 minutes passes by, it just stops. It doesn't matter if you pause or resume or whatever, right?
Yes, I think that could be what's happening.
Yeah, I might check that out. So
that's got to be what's happening, because one of the videos was a 55-minute video, and I think I was pausing and stopping it for at least an hour, and it stopped playing at about the 15-minute mark, because I'd paused it for quite a while. I think that's what's going on. That's my best guess.
Yeah, if that's the case, that's going to be easy to fix. So,
all right, fantastic. It's not something you notice that easily, because if you play a song all the way through, then you're never going to notice. I think it had something to do with the pause, so you have to test it out. If you want, we could play some audio now and test it out and turn the clock on. We could turn the clock on. So, for instance, if you start playing song that's 5 minutes long,
maybe just 2 minutes.
Yeah, find a short song.
Okay.
You can play Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, because I'm in the middle of a monsoon here. Here on the south shore of Lake Ontario.
What's its name again?
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. It's a good one. Or Here Comes the Rain Again by Eurythmics.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
Those That's the one.
Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
So we'll keep playing until it's around two minutes, then we'll pause. And we'll see if it stops on its own after 57 seconds.
All right. Did you take the commands part out of the plus spot, or you left them in? The logging command.
No, I removed them.
Oh, okay.
Only the fake bot has the logs.
Okay. That's good. It's a great feature to have two bots, obviously.
Yeah, I was also gonna add the two other commands. Command to play audio files from your website, from Fakeologist.com.
Episodes. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but there's a little problem, but I think I'll
okay.
add it later. Because if...
So it... Yeah.
Because I think... Okay, let's stop it.
Okay, or pause it.
So, if I'm going to edit, because if you play songs, and because if I'm going to edit, I'm going to have to implement it with songs, so it's added to the queue. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
If, for example, if you're playing a song with fake what, and then you pause, and then you want to play an episode from fakeologist.com, it's not going to be added to the queue.
Yeah.
It's going to be played on its own. Then if you
click
resume on the song that is paused, both the episode and the song will be playing at the same time. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have to implement it to be added like a song to the queue.
Oh, okay. Or you could just give it its own bot.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah. Yeah, it's much easier.
Give it its own bot.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. That, because I was going to do that, but I didn't want... Because when I told you the first time that we could have a lot of bots, you said we should wait. Because technically we can have even like a 50 bots if we want. So I'm just saying.
Okay. It just gets a little confusing, that's all, but... And I guess anytime you make a feature, you have to propagate it to all the bots, which is a pain for you.
No, not really, because if I'm programming all the bots in JavaScript, so it's the same, just copy paste. If there's a command, I just copy paste it. Yeah, from one to the other.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm wondering if we could have short forms for all the bots or all the commands that we use a lot. For instance, T for pause and R for resume, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but pause in play, do you want to have P for pause or for play? Or
yeah, that's a good question.
P for play and PA for pause or something.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I think P for pause is better, because when you are in the play command, you got to do a lot of typing for everything else, because you got to type in the name or the URL. So I'm happy with P just for pause, because especially if you're constantly pausing, like we were doing back then, it's just easier.
Yeah.
So that would be best. If you could have both work the same thing, or if it's P, a dash P, and the whole word pause, or if you can't do that, just dash P for pause is fine too.
No, that's what I did. The same thing for the Q. You can either use dash Q or dash the word Q.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, that'd be great. Little shortcuts. So the new bot will only go to the website and grab audio? Is that how is it going to find it there?
Oh, because you have the RSS feed.
Oh, I see.
XML file. For example, whenever you upload a new post, your website is on WordPress, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's in WordPress. So in WordPress, whenever you make a new post, there's a file, then there's an XML file that gets updated with information about the new post. It's the RSS feed. So I just get that file and I'll find all the episode, and I just grab the audio file from each episode, depending on its titles and the guests or whatever participants. So, for example, I'm going to make the command, if you search, for example, you want, you can either write the date, or and it will show you all the audio files or the episodes on that date, or you can choose participants, for example, search where Jairus and Gaia, and it will show you all the episodes where they've talked. Or you can search for the episode's name, like FAC 500 or something.
Oh, wow, great. So it goes out. Now, sometimes, does the XML file have every episode? Because sometimes it'll only do the last 50 or something, I've noticed. I'm not sure if it can hold every episode, but I'm not sure. I'd have to look at it, but...
Yeah, I also didn't find some posts yet, like around 400 and something. They weren't there.
So it only does the last 100. I don't know if you can make it go farther back. I'm not sure. That might be a problem.
No, I think there is, because I found episodes around 200 something, but I didn't find around 400. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you know why? I only started renumbering them late. So I was going backwards renumbering them, but I might have stopped. So I have to actually go renumber either that or I miscategorized them so they're not showing up in the audio feed. So there's two reasons right there.
Yeah, and some of them had the FAC and the others had FAK. So it's also there's a...
Well, if I made a mistake, anything in the audio feed has all the audio links to not only my stuff, but any audio file that I'm listening to. Now, if it's categorized under audio and subcategory audio chat, they should all be FAC unless I typed it in wrong. Now, the FAKs should belong to the audio and subcategory Fakeologist show. So.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, there is a category property in the XML. Each item has a category. I didn't look at the category.
Yeah, the category. I categorize all the audios on the fakeologist.com main page. So yeah. I'll even put, under audio, I'll categorize the fart podcasts. So technically, you could search the entire audio feed and find a link to any MP3 that I actually pasted the address to in the post. So I might have no agenda shows where I have the audio link, but it'll be under audio subcategory no agenda. So that would, if you brought in the audio RSS feed and not a subcategory, you could search for anything I ever linked to if it still exists. Which would be a big file.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's how I categorize the audio. And I put the MP3 file name in the post. That way WordPress turns it into a player, and therefore you could always grab a file and play it through any player you want. I don't bury it in code. Which is the way all audio should be.
Yeah, in the XML file, I find the
full file name.
Yeah, the full file name. I find it so I just play it through the bot easily.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic if you could do that. That would be really powerful.
No, I already
then.
It does work. I only have a problem with, now that you said we can do it on another bot, it's going to be easier. I had the problem with implementing it in the queue with other songs because... For example, in the queue, there is the name. Because the queue, I made it specifically for YouTube videos where you have the name of the channel, the name of the title. And it's not the same case for the audio file. It's not a YouTube video. So I'm going to have to... You know what I mean? I had to do some workarounds to make it... implemented in the queue.
Make it figure out what you're playing. But yeah, make another bot. That's fine. Now that I know that you just use one different character to invoke the bot, it's simple. That's fantastic. What else? So I could create a sublog with all the sound effects, all the clips. So I could make a blog just with clips. That would be powerful. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'll create a sub-blog called clips.fakeologist.com, and then you could invoke with another player the sound effects. That would be neat.
Yeah, you can. You can make very short commands to invoke clips, so it's easier. You just type small word, and it will play the clip.
Yeah, but they would have to be... uploaded in a WordPress sublog with its own XML file, I suppose.
But there's one problem with that because when I send a request to fakeologist.com, it's a bit slower compared to other websites. So if you're going to play clips, it's from fecalities.com, it's going to be slow. So the best solution is to have the clips in the same server as the bot. So it's played very
fast. Okay. Where's the bot? Where's the bot going to live?
What?
Well, where's the bot going to be then? So it has to be on the same server as the bot. Well, where's the bot? What server is it on?
Oh, it's on a server I have. So you either give me the clips.
Oh, okay. So you need all the sound effects then. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you either do that or you upload them to Fecalogist and I'll just download them from them and upload them to the server.
Got it.
Whatever is easier for you. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I would just, I could just share all the folders I have with the sound effects. I'll just share it with Brazilio Sync, and that way if I add a new one, you'll just automatically get it. You don't have to keep giving it to you, you'll just get it.
Yeah.
I use Brazilio Sync for sync. Is that a good way?
Yeah, it's fine.
So then if I added a sound effect, I would have to, would I just search for it with by file name, or I'd have to make the file name proper.
Yeah, it depends.
Or you could search the file names.
It depends. How many soundbots do you have? Do you have like a lot, or just?
Well, I can imagine having hundreds, but I don't have that many now.
Because if it's few, you can have a command. You can have a command for each one if it's few, and you'll just, you know what I mean? If they're like less than 30 or 40, you can have a command for each soundbite, and I'll put it in a help. You can see which commands what I'll do. But if there's like 100 soundbites, we can just do a search for by the file name or whatever.
All right, I like that. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, if it's few, it's more efficient to have a command for each one, so it's easier. You just type the command and you don't have to search for it. By the way,
you're right.
The file should have stopped by now, and it hasn't. The audio, the raindrops keep falling.
You're testing it?
No, I'm talking about the song that we played, Raindrops.
Yeah, well, what happened? What did it end up doing?
It hasn't stopped.
It's still playing?
If I resume right now, it will continue playing. It hasn't stopped, even though like 5 minutes have passed by, and the song is only 3 minutes long. If the problem was, you said, it would have stopped by now. The player would have disconnected.
Oh, the player disconnected, yeah. So you're saying it did pause properly?
Yeah, it paused and it stayed paused. It didn't stop after...
happened with those other things?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna have to find.
Well, why don't you resume it and see where it is on the player? See if it's still paused.
It is, yeah. It's working fine.
All right. Maybe it only happens when you pause it a few times. Maybe if I pause it, it is causing a problem. What if someone else resumes and pauses it? Maybe they cause the problem.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Open your eyes.
I don't want to live a real life. I don't want to dream any longer.
What if I pause it and you? What if you play it and I pause it? Maybe that causes a problem.
Yeah, I don't think that happened with that file that played, that role played. I think he only paused it and resumed it. He didn't do anything.
Yeah. But it definitely was an hour-long YouTube, and it definitely didn't play more than 10 minutes before it said playback was finished.
Yeah. I just paused and resumed like 6 times to see if it's a problem.
Maybe it's a problem with big files.
I don't know. I'm gonna check it out.
All right. Yeah, my website is slow. It's on a shared host. It definitely can be slow sometimes. No doubt about that.
Yeah, compared to others, yeah. Because I've also tried it on the Fart podcast, and it plays the episodes faster than almost immediately. Yeah. Faster than YouTube.
Yeah, that they're hosted on Podbean, right?
Yeah.
Podbean is probably a pretty damn big server.
Yeah, yeah. It's playing fine with Fart. With Fart podcasts.
But the thing is this. Most people download podcasts. So to resume and play and have a fast server isn't really that important for most people.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
It really isn't. I'm pretty sure that almost everyone consumes their audio after they download it on their own time. They don't stream it. They just don't stream it as a rule, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. I'm mostly online all the time, so I don't download files, but for most other people's barbell.
You don't download podcasts?
No, not really, yeah. I just play them online. I don't download them.
Okay.
Unless it's some podcast that I suspect might be deleted. I'm not talking about fakeologist.com podcast specifically.
Yeah.
I'm talking about any podcast. Yeah, I don't usually download.
Right. Yeah, I get you. I don't think too many people are gonna be streaming my audios even in the audio chat. I don't think it's going to get used much. It's not, especially since they're so big, number one. And number two, you want to go to a specific point. Most people don't know what the timestamp is. They'd have to just guess. So yeah. They really wouldn't know where a clip is because no one's writing down the timestamps. And it's too much to play.
Yeah.
That will be definitely an underused bot. I don't think it'll get much use.
Yeah, but that's what I think.
Yeah, no one's going to use it. But if it's there, it'd be fun. Most people aren't going back over old podcasts, that's for sure. But,
yeah.
However, I still think it's going to be very useful. If I put a link to the No Agenda show in the audio feed, and I want to play, I usually write the timestamp down in the post. So if I want the bot to go to a specific timestamp for other audios, that will be very useful. So the bot will be used that way more than anything.
I don't think I understand what you mean.
Well, for instance, when I do a post for another podcast, I'll put a link to the podcast file. Now, say I want to play from the 2-hour mark. Actually, there's an example right now. If you go to fakeologist.com and you go to the last reference to the No Agenda show, and it's about Columbine hoax of a hoax. At the 1 minute and 58 mark there of their show that I link to, you will find them talking about the hoax of the crazy woman from Florida that drove to Colorado because she was obsessed with the Columbine school shooting. So okay. If the bot is able to find that audio and start playing at the specified time, and hopefully you could put that time in the same argument as an argument for the command line somehow, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, the same way, because I already did it for YouTube, right? The go-to command.
Yeah, so go-to, you have to start playing it first, and then you have to type in go-to, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. If it could all be on one line, it would be even better. For instance, but I don't know, how are you going to find the episode
that's the problem
that I want to play?
Yeah, exactly. Because there's gonna be
it would have to look through keywords in the post. That's the only way you could do it. So it would have to find No Agenda words and Columbine. It would find the post, and then it would find the audio in the post. Could you do that?
Yeah, you have. See, for for example, you have to
have a search.
Yeah, yeah.
The only way you get it is with the search.
Yeah, I will have search command, and you just type. You'll have to type the title of the post, and inside the post in the RSS feed, the XML file, it will look for any MP3 file.
Well, what if you don't? Okay, so it's only going to search the titles or the body?
No, it's going to search the body, but you'll enter the title of the post.
Yeah, but if it was under search, it'd be easier just to use the numbers. So if it come up as number one, I just type number one.
Yeah, like that's YouTube, exactly like what you do. But but you'll have to type in the search the something that is unique to that post, either the title or something. Yeah. So.
Or the body. Yeah.
It will search for it and show all either the. Because I also noticed there's some M4A files, not only MP3, but the audio files.
Yeah, the Fart Podcast is M4A.
Yeah, so...
He's the only one that does that. Nobody uses M4A except him. I don't know why he's done that. I think he thinks the quality's better, but quality doesn't matter in an audio to me.
Yeah, and it... Especially for... I don't know... They usually make the Fart Podcast on Discord, right? Not by phone or anything else.
The Fart Podcast, Velasit does it. It's his baby. And he uses CrakeBot to record it.
So, on Discord, right? So, and in most voice channels, the bitrate is set to either 64 kilobytes per second or lower, so... The quality doesn't matter that much.
I think he might do some kind of post-production. I'm not sure exactly what he does. But he'll bring Craig. Craig might record, I guess it records through the Discord audio. So every person has their own channel and their own audio track, which is really hard to edit if you want to sync them all. But he might put the music in separately, directly from his computer into the audio file. So the music will sound pretty good. But it's a lot of work, but he does it. Sometimes it takes, Ellison, a week to finish the audio. So he must be spending a lot of time doing it, which I do not do and will not
do. But I noticed that he plays, I don't think he has the music in post-production, because usually he plays it while we're talking, right? So he just loops it to his microphone.
Yeah. Well, you're right. He might render the file in 64K. I render mine in 16 because I like to keep the file small, and it doesn't hurt the voices, but it degrades the music. But this isn't a music channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would be a powerful bot if you could pull in audios that I link to. Because I link to a lot of stuff, and I would like to play them. And that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I'll make another bot just for that.
How's the weather in Morocco today?
Oh, it rained in the morning, but it's sunny right now.
I bet you it's more than 20.
Oh, in temperature, yeah. It's around 25, 26. But just because it rained in the morning, usually it's much higher.
Well, here it's 4.
Are you speaking in Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Canada is fully metric since 1976.
Oh.
Except for a couple things. We don't speak in height and weight in metric usually. Most people still use the imperial system. I don't know why. It's stupid. But everything else is metric. Yeah, it's 4 Celsius. Oh, it just went up to 5. But anyone that lives or was born in a hot country that comes here, I don't see how you can put up with it. I was born into this cold, so I can put up with it until I hit a certain age, I'm sure. But anyone that's born in the tropics, I'm not sure... I'm not sure how long you could stand it, because we only have about, I'm going to say 60 days where it's consistently over 25. And those days don't start till July 1st.
Yeah.
You got a long way to go.
It's just because it's all year round, but you can probably like tolerate a little bit of cold, because around here there's a lot of cold places. It's not like Mauritania or Mali or whatever. We do have a lot of snowy places. Even where I am right now, it snows. So usually it gets below zero sometimes in the year, but we tolerate it. Yeah.
Well, so you could go. It snows in the winter there?
Yeah, yeah, it snows in the winter.
Oh.
Around December, it does snow.
Is that up in the mountains? Are you high elevation? Or?
Yeah, it is high elevation. It's around like 1.8 kilometers high above sea level.
Oh, okay, that's pretty
where
cool.
I am right now. But that's pretty there's high. Other places. Yeah, there's other places where it snows. There's still snow right now in some places here. Not far from here, right. There's still snow today.
There's snow on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Technically anywhere, because there's like a barrier in here. There's the mountains. There's a long range of mountains. Anywhere south of those mountains is very hot. Rarely snows in there, but above those mountains, it's cold. Yeah.
All right. All right, well, then you understand cold.
Yeah. I've also lived a lot of places, so a lot of temperature ranges.
Yeah.
I've lived in four cities, and I've studied in, like, six. So I've been all around Morocco.
Oh, where have you been?
Temperature ranges. I don't think you recognize the city names, but I've been in where I am right now, where there's the phosphate, where the world's largest phosphate deposits in the world is where I am right now. Mm, what you all wrote right. The other time called, what do you say, Khurivga? We call it Khurivga. I don't think you can pronounce that sound right.
Oh, when I was trying to pronounce the city you were at? Yeah, I was just reading it off Google.
Yeah.
All right. What are phosphates used for? Isn't that for cleaning?
Mostly agriculture.
Oh, right. Fertilizer.
Yeah. Mostly, but it's used for other things.
Where else you been?
I've been to Ouarzazate. It's like, you'll know it where Gladiator was filmed, and the hills have eyes. They were filmed there. Also, that Tom Hanks movie, what's it called? Something for the King or whatever. A lot of movies were filmed there in Ouarzazate.
What country is that? I can't.
No, it's Morocco. But it's
oh, Morocco.
Called Ouarzazate. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I said you'll know it by the movies that were filmed in there. A lot of Western movies were filmed there. Also in another city called Agadir, it's by the coast. Gaia might know it.
Okay, and so you're talking about within Morocco. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. The only other countries I've been to are Spain and Mauritania. I haven't traveled that much, but I still have time.
Me neither. Spain and where? What's the other one?
Mauritania. It's south of Morocco in the Sahara.
Oh, Mauritania. Oh, okay, Mauritania. Yeah, I'm not a traveler either. I just travel the internet.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dreams, I have
a plan. Yes, there's the 20-minute bumper.
Yeah. You ask about the phosphate and its uses. There's another use for it. They use the waste of the phosphate and they dump a lot of the substances in the water, the tap water that most people drink around here.
Oh, yeah.
And it has, you know why they do it? Because they say it has the fluor. What's its name in English? Fluor or what?
Fluoride? Fluoride?
Fluoride, yeah. Fluoride, yeah.
Yeah.
Fluor or phosphate.
Well, I still think that, I like the thing I read that fluoride and specifically chlorine cause heart disease, which is the inflammation of the arteries.
Yeah, they're both very toxic, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the old saying, the poison is in the dose. We all get that.
Yeah.
So obviously, chemicals are harmful depending on how much you get at one time and over time. But they're toxic for a reason because they kill harmful bacteria, which causes all kinds of problems, it solves more problems than it causes, let's put it that way. So obviously if you drank cholera in the water, it'd kill you, dysentery. But on the other hand, I think you should get the chlorine out just before you drink it. So if you can get the chlorine out and then drink it, probably way better off. But most people don't do that or can't do that or don't know about it.
Yeah, there's.
And I think the chlorine in drinking water is very bad for you, but it's totally necessary in order to get you the water clean. But once you get it, that's when you got to clean the water. You got to clean the clean water.
But at least chlorine has a function. It's there to kill bacteria and fungus and fungi. But fluoride literally has no use. They just dump it there and say it's good for the teeth.
I think fluoride has probably got the same properties as chlorine. It probably does the same thing. It probably kills bacteria too.
Not as much. Well, chlorine is very good against bacteria, but fluoride is not. Fluoride, they only put it in water because they say it's good for the teeth. It makes the teeth
I've heard that. Yeah. I don't think it makes it whiter. I think it neutralizes the acids on your teeth from the saliva, and then that avoids tooth decay. See, our own acids created by eating sugar is what bores through the enamel. We usually lose our enamel anyway over time, so then you just have the bone, which is the tooth. And the acids created by eating sugary foods, or all foods, but mainly sugary, that bores through our teeth, makes pockets in them, and then they got to be filled with, those become cavities, and you have to fill them so you don't get
the cavities.
Anything going right to the nerve or the root of the tooth that will kill the sensitive. The fluoride, I agree, probably does nothing, but you can't rebuild the enamel. The enamel just goes away over time anyway.
Even if it does something and is good against cavities, it's only good on contact. You don't have to drink it. But they put it in water and people drink it. Yeah. I've read some stuff about it being very bad to the brain and glands in the brain. Makes people very stupid, allegedly.
Yeah, I'm not sure I buy the whole story, but I think...
Well, it's not. I've read some actual scientific articles. I'm not sure they're very accurate, but they say that it binds with calcium in some, like the pineal gland in the brain or whatever. Makes people very. Lowers the IQ of people or whatever. And you can observe it around you, because around you where the phosphate factories are is mostly the only place where we have fluoride in the water. You can even taste the difference from here to some towns very close that don't have.
But fluoride. I don't think you can taste fluoride. You can taste the minerals in water.
No, they don't put fluoride. No, they don't put just fluoride. They put molecules that have fluoride in them. Like they call them fluorophosphates. It's very big molecules that have fluoride in them. Yeah.
Yeah. chemical
you
compounds.
You can taste the
yeah.
difference, yeah. And,
well, I don't know. Can you taste the fluorophosphate?
Well, I don't know if it is what we're tasting, but there's a big difference in the taste of tap water from in here to with other cities. Very close cities.
Oh, I agree. I agree. My sister used to come over once in a while and said, your water tastes terrible, and I can't taste it because I don't have anything to compare it to. And so I put a whole water filter system on my house. I have a carbon filter, a reverse osmosis filter, and she came back and said, your water's fantastic. So she could taste it, but I don't know what she was tasting. Because now I have soft water, which means all the minerals have been removed, and all the chemicals have been removed at the drinking part of it. So I think hard water means it has lots of minerals, and you can see the minerals build up on taps and on shower areas because it just precipitates out of the water
yeah.
in certain parts of the plumbing. That's mostly called hard water. It means lots of minerals in it.
Yeah, and mostly in kitchen tools like bowls or whatever, when the water evaporates, it a lot of residue stays.
Yeah, I used to boil water as a humidifier in a pot, and after a few months, there was at least quite a few millimeters of hardened minerals in the pot, and you had to chip them away. So obviously, you're drinking all that. Normally,
yeah.
if you can get them out, it's got to be beneficial to your health. Plus all the things you can't see, like fluoride. I know you can't see fluoride, you can't see chlorine.
Yeah,
but I do believe they inflame your arteries because they're an irritant. It's a poison.
Yeah. I've read even that fluoride is even more toxic than aluminum. I don't know if that's true or whatever.
Hmm. Well, it is if you drink it. Most people don't drink aluminum.
Yeah. They mostly get
it from
chemtrails, right?
The poison is in the dose.
Yeah.
The most direct way to get chemicals in your body is to eat them or drink them.
Yeah. There's also, there's a thing about this city where most people here drink tap water. And this city is known for one other thing, is that people here are very, confrontational, whatever. They get very angry very easily. They're always looking to argue or fight or whatever. I don't know if that has something to do with fluoride or whatever. But it's definitely very different than other cities.
I think
their behavior is very different than other cities or whatever.
I think the official story is fluoride makes one docile and not want to question or confront anybody on anything.
Yeah, this is the IQ thing, that it lowers IQ of people. It makes
people. I think propaganda and TV do a much better job.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what people should question. Fluoride is what makes the math question it. Math question the propaganda. Well, that's the story at least.
Well, there's a story of a town in my province that just got rid of fluoride a few years ago. And then all the people that opposed that, I think they got the whole dental industry on board. And now they reversed and they're going to put it back in to their water system. Can you believe that? Look that up if you want. Windsor, Ontario area, town reintroduces fluoride. And now they have to buy the machine that puts it back in, and it's a whole millions of bucks. Crazy, huh?
Well, and they don't have any factories that produce waste with fluoride in it, right? What do they?
Well, I don't know about that. We have lots of industries that do. I don't know. There must be somebody around here.
Yeah, because even in here, I've had two internships in the factory that that extracts phosphate from the ground. And even in their, what do you call it? Not guidelines, but because when we do internships, we get like a representation of the factory or whatever. And there's this book or whatever, small book that they gave us. And in it, they talked about the phosphate waste and how it's very toxic to the ground. And they don't put it in the ground because it makes the soil basically dead. You can't plant anything in it. So this waste, they can't just put it in the ground or whatever. But they don't say in the book what they do with it. And that's where I say that they put it in the tap water. That's why I asked you about the waste. Because if there's a factory that has waste with fluoro substances in it, it's basically, they can't just put it in the ground or dump it in rivers or whatever.
Yeah, I've heard all that.
Get rid of it.
Oh, yeah, I've heard all that. I don't see how, what the big deal is. If any chemical waste, they can neutralize before they get rid of it into the ground. So I don't really buy that argument. I can't believe that there's no other way, there's no chemical process to get rid of the waste. I just don't buy it.
Well, I've also heard that mostly fluoro substances are very hard to break. Like, for example, you've heard about, what do you call it? T8, or the Teflon. You know what Teflon is?
Yeah, it's the crap they put on top of pots and pans so you don't have to clean them.
Yeah, that's also
fluoro. They're easy to clean.
Yeah, they call them fluoro. Well, I forgot the name, but it's very hard molecules with fluoride in them. Very hard fluoride bonds, and they're hard to break. You can't just get rid of them or make them break down with some chemical reaction. And it's persisted, it stays. That's mostly with fluoride molecules. I guess it's gonna be very expensive to break it than to just dump it in tap water. I don't know.
My idea is industrial waste. The industrial fluorides, the waste must be, there must be a tremendous amount of it. So the amount they put in the tap, in the water system, can't possibly take all the waste. I bet you it's a small amount. Otherwise, I just don't believe that the waste is all going into the tap water. There's probably thousands of times more waste being created than gets used up by the water system. So what do they do with the rest of the waste? You got to get rid of it somehow. So that's why I don't believe the story. I think it's a red herring. I think all of it's a red herring for chlorine. I think if chlorine is really a cause of heart disease, and heart disease is the number one killer in North America, if it's the water that's killing people, can you imagine the problems they'd have, I guess, if everyone knew that or had to react to that? That would be a big problem.
Yeah, that's very possible, yeah.
Lots of people don't drink the tap water. They drink so-called mineral water, but all our bottled water here, a lot of our bottled water, is just bottled from a municipal water system. It's not, you know, I know there's lots of waters you can buy that there's Fiji water that allegedly comes from Fiji. Obviously, it's going to cost a fortune per bottle because that's a long flight. It's hard to believe they actually bottle water on the other side of the world and bring it here to the Great Lakes area where we have the largest freshwater basin in the world. Where people actually fly in their water to drink it. How ludicrous is that?
That's probably not real Fiji.
No, I think it is. I think it does fly in. I believe certain things, so it's just impossible that people will pay. I don't know what it costs a bottle, but the point is, though, I think there's something else happening, and no one's really studying it or looking into it, but just look it up. Chlorine in tap water, it causes heart disease.
Yeah, no, that's very evident. There's no doubt about that. There's also this thing in here where most people have their teeth very yellow. They have very yellow teeth. It's like
I don't think fluoride makes your teeth white. Maybe it does. Yeah, the strips, it does.
No, I mean that it's not. It's probably not fluoride that's making their teeth yellow.
No, that's their natural color.
No, you have. I'm gonna send you a picture of the teeth I'm talking about. You're gonna see if you wanna see it. Because
I have one injured tooth. That the root was obviously pinched early on, and it's slightly yellow because that's what happens when, I guess, the root system in the tooth dies. There's not proper nourishment to the tooth area, and the tooth eventually will fall out. But I guess yellow indicates death of a tooth.
Yeah, but the reason I mention it is because it's about like 80% of people around you. Even in other cities, when they see you with teeth like that, they will tell you that you have teeth of, you know, this city. It's very unique to this place where you have teeth like that.
Okay. Yes, put a link in there.
Yeah, I will show you. I'll show you. Even the roots of the teeth is usually brown.
Like
it's like you see when you have oxidized iron, what do you call it? The
rust.
Yeah, it's like the same color.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty gross. I thought that was just from smoking bad stuff.
So, hi, this is Adam Miller from independentoccupier.wordpress.com. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Well, that was Adam Miller.
That's all, folks.